my bed is my cradle of happy dreams and happy thoughts. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Philosophy, University of Healing at Campo, California, with Creative Philosophy Vignettes. The title of this vignette, Absolute Philosopher, is My Bed is My Cradle of Happy Dreams and Happy Thoughts. We all go to bed at night, and we sleep, and we have dreams, and we sometimes don't like our dreams. Sometimes our dreams are distressing to us. Sometimes when we go to bed, we have all sorts of confusion, and we wake up with a sweat. And sometimes we go to bed, and we wake up with the idea of a headache, or all sorts of problems that confront us, and we wonder, what did I do to bring that about? Why did I have that sort of dream? Why did I dream of that negative experience or that violent experience? Why did I dream of that? Well, we dream of these things because we are not careful of what we put into our thought just before we go to bed. Now, as we're living our day-to-day existence, we have thoughts that come up, and if that thought is not pleasant to us, we turn away from it. If that thought is not a blessing to us, we turn away from it. If that thought is not uplifting to us, we turn away from it. We're consciously aware that we do this. And yet, when we go to sleep at night, just before we go to sleep, we sort of let the ruminations of the day pass through our mind. And as they do, we give them some attention. We think about the problems that we faced during the day. We think about the circumstances that bothered us during the day. We think about the things that disturbed us. And those are hell on earth. They're not very pleasant at all. And then, to top it off, many people go to bed with the television or the radio or the newspaper. They read about the world's problems, the world's conflicts, the world's unhappiness. They don't read about the happy things. They listen to violent stories on the television. They see all of these night creatures, night stories, the stories of the night, the stories of unhappiness and evil and meanness and hatefulness. And they put that in their consciousness. Now, if you were to take a fresh glass of water before you go to bed and drink this glass of water and say to yourself, this is beautiful, pure water, just lovely, lovely water for my lovely, lovely body, you would think, well, now, I'm being very intelligent. But if you were to go outside and get a glass of water from a mud hole outside, where it just rained and the mud is all over it, and you bring it in, and you say, I must have my evening glass of water before I go to sleep. And so you take that glass of muddy water and you pour it into your body. Well, now your body has to do a lot of filtration work to get that mud out of there and get to the water itself. And as it gets to that mud out of there, the mud sometimes clings to the edges here and there of your intestines or of your body. And you are subject to its wiles and whims. And in that mud may be all sorts of interesting bacteria, all sorts of interesting things that are harmful to your body, that are distressing to your body. Your body will eventually overcome it and overwhelm it with your immune system, but you're making your body work an awful hard job just to get that water that you could have taken from the spigot or you could have taken from the bottle that was fresh and pure and beautiful and drank it and then gone to bed. But you don't drink water before you go to bed. You should know that, Herb. You don't drink water before you go to bed. You drink water maybe a couple hours before you go to bed, but not just before you go to bed. Well, this is what we tell ourselves. We tell ourselves that if we drink water just before we go to bed, that water is going to want to come out. Well, what about the water you drank 3 hours before you went to bed, 2 hours before you went to bed? It's still in your body, too. It's going to want to come out at times. And if you have a mental attitude about it, you think that your bowels, you think that your urinary system is not strong enough to handle it, then, of course, yes, you'll have to get up in the middle of the night two or three times and go to the bathroom. Oh, that's only for people with prostate problems. No, that's for people with mental problems. People who are living a world in a life that's kind of full of confusion, full of all sorts of things that turmoil, causing them to be awake and alert when they should be sound asleep and enjoying a very peaceful rest. Ah, yes, my bed is my cradle of happy dreams and happy thoughts. If you're going to tell wild stories to children before they go to bed, they're going to have wild dreams. You know that. You know that. You've experienced that. Well, now, why do we tell ourselves wild stories before we go to bed? Why do we tell ourselves that our body is aching and pained? Why do we tell ourselves that we have this problem? Why do we tell ourselves that the world is going to hell? Why do we tell ourselves these things? Why don't we tell ourselves the beautiful things? And realize that my bed is the cradle of happy dreams and happy thoughts. And so when I go to bed each night, I take happy dreams and happy thoughts with me. Now, what am I going to dream about tonight? I'm going to dream about all the good things in life. I'm going to dream about that wonderful party that we just had with that wonderful chocolate cake. Oh, my goodness sakes, I'm going to dream about that. I'm going to dream about all the lovely things that are going on in the world. I'm going to dream about how the sun comes up every morning and how the earth has a natural purification of itself if given an opportunity. When the pollutants get into the air, and after a while, then the air just filters them out and they're gone. If you smoke cigarettes and you stop smoking cigarettes after smoking for a long time, it takes a year or so for the body to get back to some sort of semblance of normality. And it takes 2 years or 3 years, and pretty soon the body doesn't remember that it ever smoked at all. And this is what science is telling us. They say that there is that release, that forgetfulness. When you stop inputting the smoke, then the body starts putting in its normal immune system of purity and goodness, and the smoking is no longer an effect upon the body. Now, if we're going to put into our body unhappy thoughts, then these will be what we have. If we're going to put into our body happy thoughts, happy dreams, lovely dreams of all the wonderful things that we have as aspirations for our life, inspirations for our life, desires for our life, and magic for our life. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Do we have a wonderful world ahead of us? Yes, we do. Now, let's take that wonderful world ahead of us and make it our world today. Make it something that's very special just for us today that we're going to use in some very, very special, magical way to accomplish what we'd like to accomplish. I'm ready for that sort of thing. Are you too? I think that it's a wonderful thing for us to do. It's a wonderful way for us to go if we want. My bed is my cradle of happy dreams and happy thoughts. Just as I cradle my child in my arms before they go to bed, and I say, I love you, I love you, I love you. I surround you with my pure white love. You're such a wonderful child. Oh, I'm so proud of you. You're so good. You're so wonderful. You are so beautiful. And just emote over that child with all of your heart and all your life and all your being. Hey, that sounds good, doesn't it? Yes. Now, our child's important and wonderful, and so are we. So let's emote over ourselves and say, I like me, I like me, I like me. I live in my ideal spirit-minded body. Oh, wow, is this a wonderful world that I live in. Everywhere there's peace and love and harmony, and everywhere there's people getting along with one another and enjoying each other's company. Everywhere the world is so filled with goodness, 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 goodness. Oh, wow. Well, so you might say, people think you're nuts. Well, you're not talking to people. You're talking for yourself. You're talking like you're talking to your child. And you're saying, you're such a good child. You're so wonderful. You're so beautiful. Oh, my, you are handsome. You are glorious. You are beautiful. Oh, my, you are intelligent. You are a genius. Oh, yes, you are. And they don't even know what genius is. They might be 3 months old, 2 years old, 10 years old, 20 years old. It doesn't matter. We keep feeding into their consciousness this reality that we know for them. And as we do that, that's all they experience. That's all they know. I'm ready for that sort of a life too. How about you? Are you ready for that sort of a life where you put into your cradle happy dreams and happy thoughts? Do you put lovely thoughts in your bed? Now, If someone has been crying and unhappy and lying on your bed, and they have left that crying and unhappiness on your bed, and you say, hey, that is not my way, and you can either say, I bless this bed and it's all perfect, or you can take the sheets off and put them in the laundry and put on a fresh pair of sheets and say, yes, this is who I am, fresh and clean and pure and wonderful, and these sheets are filled with love and joy. When I climb between these sheets tonight, it's going to be in my cradle of dreams, happy dreams, my cradle of happy thoughts, oh, wonderful thoughts. Yes, it doesn't matter. It's all in our mind anyhow. If we think someone's lying in our bed having unhappy experiences, then we want to stop that. And so sometimes it's just a matter of taking off the linen and starting fresh. And that's what it is. Thoughts are like the linen. Thoughts are like our inner beingness. What is it that you want out of the world? What is it you want out of life? What is it I want out of life? And I tell you, I want happiness. I live in happiness. I live in joy. I live in peace. My bed is my cradle of happy dreams and happy thoughts, and my goodness sake, when I wake in the morning, I stretch and I say, wow, I feel so good, and I feel so wonderful. And I take my 25-year-old frame and I just shake it and I say, yes, let's go and have a good day. You're vital, dynamic, alive. You're vital, dynamic, alive. And I stand up and I jump out of my bed and I say, yes, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm whole and perfect. I'm fantastic. I'm number one. I like me. I'm divine order and peace. Oh, I say these affirmations. I say these statements of peace. And when I get my feet finally on the floor, that's all happening while I'm putting my feet on the floor. When my feet finally are on the floor, my foundation is firm and established. And my feet, my body, I'm warm as toast. And I go about my morning activities, and I'm fantastic. Because I have been in my bed, which is my cradle of happy dreams and happy thoughts. And you know, my entire day is to live through these happy dreams and happy thoughts that I had in my cradle, that I had in my bed, and that I have in my head. Join me in this wonderful experience of dynamic and powerful and joyful love, knowing that these creative philosophy vignettes, they are wonderful. They are powerful. They are joyful. They are you. They are me. I love you. I love you. I love you.